Yesu yobazibwe nnyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus, much children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Nkusaba obuuze ku muganda wo.
I request you greet of your brethren.
Ate omuntegekera atuule bulungi.
And order them to sit well. Show them an empty seat in the front.
You
order them for us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Greet
them, order them, sit here.
Akatebe kana akali maso kakoto kalika
empty in the
mubuze
front.
Konga bomulagirira akatebe akali maso.
Greet them as you show them an empty seat in the front. Let me see whether you can order yourselves. Because on the day of judgment,
we are
going to sit on the judgment seats.
But
don't know how you'll come sit in the back seats when the front ones are empty.
Aha.
You sit them very well.
In
the time you reach here, just know our God is of
order.
Brother, sit not in order, sit them in order.
Greet
them, praise Jesus.
Muganda wange, Katonda wafe wa order, olaba otya akatebe kano akakuli mu maaso.
Of order, how do you sit in the front seat?
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus
for much. Kweyamba yamba.
We shall help ourselves.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olw'akaseera akalungi katuwadde neera.
This good time is given us again.
Katonda atukoze bulungi.
God has done us good.
Nga ab'omulembe omupya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa kye.
As we of new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Kubanga bwe yasiima okutubikulira amazima gonna.
God was pleased to reveal us all the truth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omanyi bwaba ayogera mata yesulili ekuminemu.
You know when he speaks in the Matthew 11.
Olunyo lwa 25 mpaka 27.
Verse 25 to 27.
Yagamba ati teri amanyi taata okujjako omwana.
He said no one knows the father except the son.
Ati teri amanyi mwana.
And no one knows the son.
Okujjako kitaffe.
Except the father.
Na buli muntu gwayagala okumubikulira.
And whoever wishes to reveal them to him.
Naye gworoza oli buli muntu gwayagala okubikulira omwana oyo.
Do you think you are among those upon everyone who wants to reveal that child to?
Oba oli muntu.
Or you are a person.
Omwana gwayagala okubikulira kitaffe.
Whom the son wants to reveal the father.
Omanyi si buli omu.
You know not every person.
Na buli muntu gwayagala okukola ki?
Even every person wants to reveal the father.
Naye gworaba otya nga oli omu ku buli muntu.
You see, you are among each who wants to reveal the Father.
Or
the Father reveal you the Son. Is it not joyful? But we thank Him. When the time we come here, as His Spirit in us, and
is
in our midst, and His Spirit in the entire world, and
He places
in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 unto 11, and He reveals us the unknown things of God.
And
then we are in revelation every day and night. You think such a love, how equal is it? You know, he said, he doesn't know anything else except reveals it to his prophets. How do you see you among those?
God
reveals what is to do and what he did, and those he is doing. Is that not honorable? Now there is something joyful. There is something to thank God for. We have the great one.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Before we used to thank God, I thank God he helped me bought a shirt. It's right. That was right. I thank the Lord. He helped me. Our home, we had not gotten married before. But helped me, and I'm the first person to make a wedding in our home.
atukolere ebyo natukolere ebikuru kakati
as those and other great ones
nebigenda nga bisukade
great ones exceed
olumu netwerabira n'okwebaza obutini
sometimes we forget to thank over these little ones.
Yes, we have because
knowledge is the most important.
We thank much
for the knowledge and the revelation is given us.
Now,
weddings and the
functions,
sometimes we forget them. Those are made to happen.
Know,
even those in the world, they get married.
Yeah.
But the problem,
there
is no revelation and knowledge. Now, sometimes we have exceeded to honor the knowledge. Just as it tells us, he loves knowledge more than the sacrifice.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
See,
we thank him for those we call little.
You
say we despise the day of a humble beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's thank him for a question he made for us on the day of Sunday. We give him glory and honor. Everything moved on well.
They
interested and troubled us. Angel of the rain, we spoke with him and took it. The rain was thunder. Wondering, wanting to fall. Everyone where they were.
Those
who cook. We've prepared this program for long.
Now,
we don't want to intervene in our ministration.
Ask
you to take your rain elsewhere. And he took it. You know he does that for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know, we have our garden the side of where? At one of our elders. We are there digging and the rain is falling around, but it's not falling where we are. We reached worried they shouldn't call us wizards. You
don't
want the rain to pass you on the next, and you are in the sunshine.
It rained home in
the garden, it passed us.
And
we didn't run, we remained. We say, take your rain elsewhere. Not just from the work of God. We too, we are doing work so profiting.
Romans
8:28 says all things work out for the good. Now you take your reign elsewhere,
but
they do us good, angels of God,
they have
served us well. And
we
thank the Holy Spirit who has led them.
Appreciate
the Lord Jesus who asked them all time, and we thank
the Father
who sent them to us. And
say,
go serve those saints. Go serve those who hate salvation. They served us in every angle. Just as always. And they finished our functions well. How are the bride and groom? How are you, bride and groom? You can't speak. You've
read.
How is the bride and groom's? Let's hear their voices.
Bright,
how are you? Brides, how are you doing? Huh? They have shining.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So
now let's leave that to our side. God did those good things to us. You
two
will do it to you, not reaching to them. You two whom seasons have passed, we pray God restores them. Others say, what am I meaning? Perhaps they took you in a way not right. God restores the seasons of the occasion.
Now to
make joy our way.
Atenawe agamba munnainza tetina ngamba
abadandaba. No one sees neither speaks my way.
Omulala agamba munnainza atesimanyirwa kino okulaba sira.
Another side, I don't know even why I'm not seeing.
Mukama ayiwa mafuta ago moyo mtu kubukumasogora.
All of the anointing on your eyes to see.
Ateno yatarabibwa.
Even the one not seeing.
Mukama amusige amafuta agesanyo nago okulabibwa.
God put the anointing of joy that they be seen. The spirit of the Lord.
Amina.
Brother,
the Lord flows like anointing. Puts you a shine. And the looks.
Amen.
When there is been a spot, it takes it away. Don't look in your foreheads of your brethren and sisters.
Yes, we
have. Praise Jesus. We prayed for you the best.
Maybe
you
talk about once
you were both needed under the sun.
Amen.
Amen. Let's put that aside. Let's move on to seeing schemes of Satan. We're going to move on to see schemes of Satan.
Satan
schemes against God and against church.
And
we're still winding up that we separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. Praise Jesus so much. Some of our last topics where we see that after the spirit of Satan in the fourth beast, the kingdom of the Roman Empire, after fighting the Red Christ and his church, the gospel of the kingdom and salvation, to creating its image, the Roman Catholic Church, there arose many religions and the beliefs which appeared as if they are under Christ, or which though appeared like salvation. But we have been seeing many things. We have seen all religions till salvation arose again, and the Holy Spirit arises salvation again from America in the
1700s
and 1800s. Praise Jesus so much. We discovered the foundation was of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we began to ask ourselves questions. What is seeking the kingdom of God? And how is it thought? And we got to explain of that. Go back to the book of the Lord and read. And we look and read there. We got to understand that. The second question which we're still moving on with. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God we seek for, what is it? And how do we seek for it? We are still seeing that question. We want to finish it again. And we go inquire the righteousness we seek for, what is it? And how is it thought? After we ask, what is the kingdom of heaven? And where is it found? But in the second phase, and we ask, what is the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how do we seek for it? We are on the second part of the spirit of the counsel of God. How he manifests the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus so much. It's the second part. And we see the spirit of counsel of God. And how he manifests this kingdom of God. Praise Jesus so much. We want to move on. We see the spirit of counsel of God. And how he manifests the kingdom of God. And he teaches us to seek for the kingdom of God. We discovered it in the Matthew 12:28. And God tells us this.
Matthew 12:28.
Na yo banga nze ngoba daimoni kubwa moyo gwa Katonda. Kalo wakabaka bwa Katonda buba jide.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama wafe Yesu yatunyonyola.
Our Lord Jesus explained us.
Na tugamba.
And he told us.
Tibwe mbanga ngobe mezimu kubwa moyo wa Katonda.
I cast demons by the Spirit of God.
Wakabaka bwa Katonda mazo kubajira.
The kingdom of God has already come for you.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So mubiona.
Now in all.
Omuntu bwaba wakulaba wakabaka bwa Katonda.
If someone is to see the kingdom of God.
Aba ino kubanga ategedde eranga arabyo moyo moto kubwa.
They are meant to have understood and they have seen the Holy Spirit.
Na obojovu obwe.
And his fullness.
So twatu kwa okulaba
and we reach to see the Spirit of counsel of God and how he manifests the kingdom of God
and
moves on to teach us how to see it and we seek for it.
But
we told in Matthew 12:28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Means the appearing of the works of the Holy Spirit.
He
moves on to manifest the kingdom of God, that which is in our midst. When we heard in the Luke 17, verse 20 to 21,
the
Bible said this concerning the Holy Spirit of the kingdom of God. Let's read and we hear Luke 17 from verse 20.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujja ddi? N'abaddamu n'abagamba nti, obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebujja nga bweyolese. Olunyolwa 2:1. So tebali bagamba nti laba, buli wano, oba nti buli wali. Kubanga laba, obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli mu masekkati gammwe.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Yagamba.
He said.
That
the kingdom of God.
Tebali gamba nti laba buli bujja bwe buti.
Not say that it's right there coming.
Na ye kubanga era laba.
But still see,
the
kingdom of God is in your midst. That's why he explained Matthew 12:28. If I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. The appearing of the Holy Spirit and his works he does under the sun and the entire heavens
moves
on, show us the kingdom of God in our midst and it's in us. And it is very hard to run from the Spirit of God. According to Psalms 139, starting from verse 7 and 8, just as always it tells us. Psalms 139 from verse 7.
Bwenali nyamuguru nga joli. Bwena ya lobulili buwange mmagombe. Laba nga joli. Olunyolo mwenda. Bwena tolebo wati lebiencha. Nentula mbufebye nyanje bidye wale nyo. Olunyolo ekumi. Ne wankubadeyo mkono guo guna nungamianga.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agambia mzaburi ene. Eachikumisatumwenda.
Psalms 139.
Nyolomu savu paka orwekumi na
olumu. Starting from verse 7 to 11.
Naduka wa okuverio moyo.
Where shall I run from your spirit?
Ero kuveria masogo.
From your eyes.
Kuvanga muguru jari.
For in heaven is there.
Kusijari.
On the earth is there.
Kwansiwensijari.
Under the earth is there.
Na yetu inza kumuda batutia.
But how can we see him?
Tuna inza tupio kulabu moyo no.
How can we be able to see this spirit?
Kuvanga uliruara bisibwa.
Anytime he manifests by his
works,
we see the kingdom of God. Now in this second part of the Spirit of counsel of God and the way he manifests the kingdom of God and teaches us the way we can seek for him.
It's
the kingdom we've started off shown being in our midst, yet it's not easy to move on to see it.
And
many people try to seek for this kingdom, yet they don't see it. But
that
tells us Matthew 12:28. If I chase demons by the Spirit of God, it's through the kingdom of God has come for you. That causes us research of the Holy Spirit and his fullness. And when we begin to see his fullness, in there comes us see the Spirit of counsel of God and how he manifests the kingdom of God. And it does works of seasons and times. Every measurement in the heavens and the earth. That's why you see in Revelations 4:5. It moves on show the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let's read and we hear. Revelations 4 verse 5.
Ne kuntebe ne kuvako kumyansa na malowozi nokubwatuka ne tabazo musanvu ezomuliro ngazaka masoge ntebe jemeyo musanvu ja katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yaraba itabaza musanvu ezomuliro.
He saw 7 lamps of fire.
Ngazaka mumaso gentebe ya katonda.
And they shine before the throne of God.
Nanyonyola na agamanti yategezibwa nga jemyo musanvu ja katonda.
And explain that it was told they are the seven spirits of God.
Abwe tuzenga tukunyonyola.
But we have come explaining.
Yoko labya tumeze sule yokubiri.
In the Acts chapter 2.
Olunye olokusa nolokona.
Verses 3 and 4.
Ndi abatume bajjako ennimi ezomuliro.
That upon the apostles came tongues of fire.
Nebajuzibwa moyo omutukuvu.
And they were filled of the Holy Spirit.
Omoyo oyo alabika mu nnimi ezomuliro.
The Spirit who appears in tongues of fire.
Yoko abatume sule yokubiri.
In the Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, it's the Spirit shown in Revelations 4, verses 5, and there appears in fullness of tongues of fire, seven of them, and we are shown
there
are the seven spirits of God. Upon here has come the Spirit of counsel of God, after seeing the Spirit of wisdom of God, and the Spirit of understanding of God, how has come manifest the kingdom of God. Right now we are in the second part of the Spirit of counsel of God and how he manifests the kingdom of God
unto
those who
are
going to begin to seek from today onwards, and those who would have seen it and they walk by it, they are ready to the fullness of the Holy Spirit. In the Isaiah 11, we have come shown the seven names of the seven spirits, and upon here is the Spirit of counsel which we cover now. Let's read and we hear. Isaiah 11 from verse 1.
Eram chikolo cha yese muliva ensibuka netabye liliva mu mizi lilibale bibala olunyolo kubiri no moyo gwa mukama gulibera kuye.
We see the Spirit of the Lord. We see the Spirit of wisdom. We have the Spirit of understanding. We have the Spirit of counsel. This Spirit of counsel is the one we look on now, and this is the second part, and we see the Spirit of counsel of God and how he manifests the kingdom of God
in
the way he can show us as we study and we see everything unto us who are seeking the kingdom of God in righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After we shall move on to see the next
period,
let's finish those names. Isaiah 11 verses 2. We shall see the of the Spirit of power and how he manifests the kingdom of God, how he teaches us seek the kingdom of God. We shall see of the Spirit of knowledge how he too manifests the kingdom of God. We shall see the Spirit of fear of God and how he manifests the kingdom of God. But right now we are looking much this Spirit of the counsel of God, the Spirit of the seasons and times. Praise Jesus so much. The Spirit of the measurements. Praise Jesus so much.
On
the other time we looked much to it and we moved on, see how he manifests all things. When he speaks in the Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 3, speaks of the Spirit of counsel like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 3.
Buli chintu chirike ntuko yacho, buli chintu chirike ntuko yacho, na buli chigambe chiri wansiwe gulu
Praise Jesus so much. According to the spirit of the counsel of God. And he moves on, manifests the kingdom of God.
He
put all things within the seasons and times. Everything moved on, be done under the sun. It moved on, be measured of his seasons and times. And just as we ended last time. And he said there is a time to embrace each other. Even the time to refrain from that embrace.
So
now it's meaning that the spirit of the council is involved in all these things. Even though you're going to hug someone, still you'll get out of that embrace. Still you remain manifesting those seasons. Now, like we ended as we've hugged, still we want to move on to see him. Praise Jesus so much. The spirit of the council of God moved on. He's been working the kingdom of the stars and the sun, the kingdom of the sun and the moon. Prove all things here, they have put their seasons. The spirit of the council was spoken of, who is still spoken of, and who will be spoken of in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 14. And he told this Genesis chapter 1 from verse 14.
Katonda nayo geranti wabewo ebyaka mbanga eliyeguru byaulenga emisana nechiro bibenga ngo bonero nebiro enaku nemyaka.
Praise
Jesus so much. The spirit of the counsel of God, when God commanded him do that word, according to Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 and down,
he
said, let there be lights in the sky. But those lights,
he
put them in the hands of the spirit of the counsel of God. And he said, let them move on, measure seasons and times for people. They count seasons and times of people. A day,
omwezi,
the month, even the years. Even though you can argue against God, even though you can speak word, don't go beyond the spirit of counsel. And you will sleep as it is today, is the one who commands that. It will dawn, it will tell you wake up. If you refuse to sleep at night, you will sleep during day. Though you'll hide you out, if you could see.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If you could know who counts years for us, and if you knew who puts the day for you, even the hour that you count, the rotation of the sun is the movement of the clock. Even the powers and the stones within the clock, those are the stones of the council,
or
the spirit of the council of God. We are counted, and we too we count. Now today it is which date? But who first counted it? If it was possible to
argue
with the spirit of counsel, you would have
got
touched that sun and we stop its movement. The one who can do that still is the spirit of counsel.
He's
the one who worked with Joshua. Joshua 10 from verse 10 to
12 and spoke
the sun to stand still.
That
kingdom of God he was working with. But the kingdom of God, he passes the spirit of the counsel of God and he shows all things is involved in them and is in our midst. Now people are going to sleep. There are animals who are going to be eating.
abateka mu order.
He puts them in order.
What the mugeza ko kutonda oche muita new world order.
Though you try to create what you call new world order.
Tichisoboka kubanga order yoneta abirirwa ko kunsiya mu wa kutesa kwa
katatu. Possible for the entire order moving the world is of the spirit of counsel of God.
Mujya gezageza ko tetuganya.
Try yes.
Na yete muri wangura.
But you will never win.
Njogera na mwe basitani.
I speak with you the devil.
Mwaba ulire basitani babera batulire.
You know the devils to hear us.
And they say,
we are dead, they have realized us.
Satan, they
begin to wonder we are too much on them.
I tell you. Yes, we ever
praise Jesus. Let me tell you, see, they act stubbornness and they wreak earthquake. And they make earthquake to strike nations. Now someone bought off the sun. Another boat of the moon.
It
what takes them in the space? They would have wanted to change season and time. According to prophecy in Daniel 12, that they will change the timings and seasons. They try. But they first stand upside down the black person. And they told them 7 is the equal to 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now they try to see the change this time. But the problem which is gotten so hard for them. They don't know who holds authority over them and who fails them.
For
so the rich, they have weapons.
And
no one can hinder them. But they head to the sun. And it is so much heated. And it's a consuming fire. And what is failing and hindering us? And they come back with all those people. And they connive with Satan and
the
technology. And they look for technology which will go change the sun. They try to run capital things. And they try to see the seasons are changed. Now what they do, they want to create the sun and the moon. That they fight with the original, with the original sun which is existing. Where's the microphone?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But I think you see that stubbornness. Praise the Lord. On the issue of fighting the season and times, China already they made and manufactured their moon, and they officiated it, it's giving light. That they still hold an ingredient missing in it. They will put it in it in 2030. Because it shines everywhere.
In China.
But they gave it a couple of tens of kilometers. That is it. You got research of that. But what I want to show you in that world,
ever
since we live in this world, it was very hard to realize the kingdom of God.
Yet
it's in our midst and it's been there and still reigns.
Say,
after you get born again, you'll be able to see that kingdom and you'll enter in it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. Now imagine
they
try to fight with season and time.
Yes,
yet I don't know whether they'll be able to stand the Holy Spirit. That is very hard.
He
told them in Isaiah, try perhaps. Perhaps you'll be able with your weapons, even those who gaze at the stars and the moon.
kugamba ekintu ky'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Think of the kingdom of God.
Enjiri eno,
this gospel,
mukama bwatu bwe yagizizza obujja okuva mu America.
That's how God had renewed it from America.
Okuva mu gwa 1700.
From the 1700s.
1800. Naye twagenda okumalako 1900.
Yet as we finished 1900.
1906.
Ng'enjiri ewedde
wotakyaliwo.
And the gospel was ceased. No more was there.
Sitani,
and the spirit of Satan
brought
a gospel of eatings,
visa,
and things like those.
If
we no more can research, neither to see the kingdom of God. But now imagine, according to Daniel 7, God shows all those who try to do them, even wanting to change seasons and times. But why they try to fight with all along, they've never understood it. Most of them call it energy. When we reach the spirit of power,
they call it energy,
but they don't know what is energy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
lacked to have a way of to name it, and they called it energy.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read in Daniel. And you see how they fight with the kingdom of God.
Yet
they don't know him. That is very dangerous. Daniel 7:25.
Daniel sura ya musanvu olunyo lwa 25.
Daniel 7 from verse 25.
Era aliyogera ebigambo bibi eliyoyo ali waggulu ennyo. Era aliteganya abatukuvu boyo ali waggulu ennyo. Era alirowooza okuwanyisa ebiseera n'amateeka. Era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera. Nekitundu ky'ekiseera lwe birijibwawo.
N'agamba nti alirowooza kabaka oyo.
That king, those kings, the devil is the one who puts them in place. When we started the other time, the beast and what is on it, you understood that those kings or those presidents, they don't reign by their own. Yet he said they will be thinking to change the seasons and times.
Now,
this is moving on even now, even to changing the laws, the laws of things. They have tried, for the law of the nation creation, as those things God created, he counseled the woman to go with a man. But they try to change that law, the man to go with the man, even a woman to go with a woman.
Yet
things are hard.
For you go in
a wrong place, God never purposed you to go in, and it loses its rightful nature. You have to put pampers on yourself. You go to the toilet, and the laws don't accept you go at the butt, that you've gone to the butt of someone to solomize them. Come out when you have messed up, or you've changed the laws. The law says,
the man leave
the father and the mother,
go
with be the wife, they become one. That's the law. But they are changing that law. That's why the man
leave
their home and go with the Pharaoh man to become one. That is the laws of the devils. Those are the laws of the devils. And the woman to go with the woman. Now you see the things. This battle, we who see it, we see during the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of God, and they are fighting.
But
most people cannot realize that.
We
fought it by the kingdom of God, and we can see this battle.
And
we stand on the side of the kingdom of God, and we do fight on our side.
He
changed laws and
said
now the mango shouldn't appear like that.
That
measure of the spirit is not enough. Let's inject it with medicine.
And inject
a mango and it protrudes like a purple. You eat as you eat poison.
Try
to contend with the measurements of the Holy Spirit.
Now
they give you an injection to inject a banana.
Plant.
And you get a banana bunch from ear to down. And you enjoy.
And said,
you're going to eat, but you'll face it.
You're going to see cancer
and other diseases eating such bananas. You try to shift it from my counsels. Things are moving on.
Bible
says that there will be a portion of it for some time.
Even
now, the portion is in their hands. We are not minded of that. Church, I don't know what we are up to. We think of eating and drinking. Traveling to America and coming back. What do you mind of the kingdom of your Father? Our Father in heaven.
And
what do we mind? Let me give a portion of the time of it.
That it
teach you a lesson, you'll get to understand it.
A watermelon,
they change its season and times.
Seasons of watermelon were supposed to be
almost 1.5 years.
This time
you get watermelon 4 months, but you
pack
it on a trailer truck, very big. You begin to eat. You
will
eat it, but you realize what it affects in the stomach.
Now,
some little timing. Those they see will
retain
them. They will touch them that we understand it.
But
they will torment the saints, which is the church. All the things they target one thing. Who are the saints?
Those
meant to be the saints.
We want to
kill them before they reach to repent.
And they
call them silly and useless. I want to buy them a gaso. You are an enemy.
Katubara bori useless people.
Sipori na mula mwa.
Era bota no no nyobwa kabaka bwaka
to. You begin to see the kingdom of God. The world begins to say, look, there are bad things. Open your eyes now, see them. You don't see someone tell you that.
Satan
and his fallen angels. Now they say, let's first bring greed within church. The greed of things.
Theirs
by the greed over it is much.
That's why God has
changed us from the desires of the world and is never
changed.
Though you have changed and broken it, don't desire the world and its fullness. For one doing that is an enemy of God. He knew they would be touching them. And he said, for not knowing me, I'm going to leave you for some time.
If you
find I've changed oxygen, you have nothing to breathe, don't be surprised. For they are targeting, they want to sell the oxygen. They first sold what we call airtime. First be revealed of this kingdom.
For if
these are going to be worse. They first sold you airtime. Now they took you from the scratch card. You're going to buy it from the gadgets. They are trying to do something. They're trying to capture the entire wind and oxygen. And they want to sell it to you. There is a film they call End Time.
In time. Mubude.
In time.
Eh.
Mubude.
Batunda mukagwa.
They are selling oxygen.
When it finishes,
you've not bought another you.
You
out here, you don't know what they are up to.
Bakati. And
they measure for you that they fought with the spirit of curse what measured for you. Now oxygen has been measured for
yours.
And the spirit of curse has been moving the wind, take it
and bring it. And
to be there in all season and times that you may breathe oxygen. And you take what's enough for you. They want to sell that. And they measure for you.
You
go to the shop. I want oxygen of 3 days.
The
trick of bringing the number 666 holds that word. And they say if you've not loaded it, you're not to breathe. But don't fear. You've realized the kingdom. You know how the spirit of cancer is to help us. He alone can leave the, he will leave them touch a little of his system. But after we've stood as the saints, we can work with him and we fight with them and we tell him, Lord, all along we didn't know you, but we know you are there. Don't leave this world, do this to us. Praise Jesus. Now you hear them manufacture the moon for themselves. They would manufacture the sun the next time. Because they cannot reach the standard of the originals. Fallen angels are existing in reality. They are the evil spirits making up the kingdom of Satan. As the spirit of God is made of seven spirits, they make the kingdom of God.
Even
spirits of fallen angels make up the kingdom of Satan.
And
they are in the battle as I speak of now.
They
try to teach the world things of madness. And they say that a man has to be able to give birth this time. They have a way they make surgery on you and they transfer female parts into the man. And you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
All this they try to fight with is what you did know. They fight the kingdom of God which you're seeking for. Children of the kingdom didn't mind, neither knew anything. We are out there, they give us holy water. Look at that funny man. He got pregnant. Even another who gave birth.
Gave
birth in the private place of a man.
Now,
the world is on, but things on it are very amazing. What they first made to church is to make them get
mad,
and they gave them the sense of eating food and asking for it, going to toilet and coming out, crossing the roads. That's the sense they left to church. Those in the world, they corrupted them totally. At least you say, Father,
eat me,
my food,
miracles.
But the world,
God food,
but then they ask him nothing. They
not
say that he's not there. Yet when they are in the problems, they think of him.
And
the spirit of power has held them with an iron
arm.
When we reach him, you will see him.
He
strikes them with sicknesses.
Those
who manufacture them, they too are affected of them.
And they
look for medicine, it's no more sin. The spirit of power.
He
too handles them in
a way. The one who has
been great squeezes them to become old. And the pride ceases to be in them.
And
gets all the bone sticks out all strength. And they begin to struggle with movement. Controls them yet they don't see him by force. If the spirit of counsel says, let this one be made old, the one of power begins to suck out everything.
Think,
who takes away your youth and where does it go? When we speak of him, you may say perhaps we start of this one.
He's
the one who creates, who sucks out every youth in someone.
If you'll
get old, you'll never realize.
He takes
away by youth full strength within me. Let's first go with the spirit of counsel. We've gone back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 verse 14.
Katonda nayo geranti wabewe byaka mbanga lye guru byaulenge misana nechiro bibenga ngo bonero nebiro nenna kunemyaka.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
He
said, let there be lightnings in the sky.
There
will be as symbols.
Nebiro.
Even seasons.
If you
see the sun, you say, it's dawned.
And
you see the darkness.
The stars
have come, it's golden night. You begin to count days. You count months. And you count years.
Yet,
the kingdom of God commanding you. Now you have
4 years.
If you are, you'll change them.
If you
add years to yourself, it will be 8 years. If you can.
Or
subtract them, reduce the years. If you'll have 60 years, and you say you're 30, the one of power squeeze the face, then they will prove you have no 30 years. And he gets
out,
says, the youth will get old,
but
you will never cease to have strength.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus. That the youth will faint.
He speaks in
the spirit of power. I will make them old no matter what they do.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus. Now you see the things. That's why
I told us
last time, you're senseless children, you don't think.
You don't think
who counts season and times for us?
After you shout,
God is done nothing for me. What hasn't he done for you? And you, what have you ever done for him?
That's
why I say, who of you has ever given me to demand from me?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Counts
for you everything.
After
you say, I've learned to count. Even the
day
you began count
1, 2, 3, 4.
Told you the first day he said this. The second day created this. Even counting, you don't know
who
is that spirit. Though you be 1 or 0, is one who brings it.
Yani ateka ye mubiri sato nyatanu
kwa 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 You count, but who put them there? And what do they mean? Let me give you an example. When we began to count, rightful numbers in the world, they are meant to be seven. The rest, they are not there. But do you know why they are not there? Eight is not there. Eight is two. You just begin to wrap it into eight. Let me add you another. If you join three, you can get eight. You join two threes. One you write this end, another write this end. You get join them to get eight. Now nine. You're free to get six and turn it. The rightful numbers, seven are truly the truth. All the rest they're not right. The number one,
zero, no
you get zero, you add on.
No funa kumi.
You get ten. The real ten is not there.
Even
all the rest. Now who are the teachers here? I ask who first taught us. The rest tickets are not there. It doesn't go beyond that. I would have spoken even of letters. But let me end on that. The things of the kingdom are amazing.
The
rightful numbers, there are seven. The rest, they are not there. We just joined from the seven. The seven.
And we said 11, 12.
We are just joining 13.
Yes, we have
a praise
you.
Let me leave that. You'll believe this. That the kingdom of God is present, the spirit of truth.
Genesis 1:15. Bibenga ngetabaza mubanga lyeguru byakenga kunsi bweshito bwechali onyole 16 katonda nakola ebyaka bibiri ebinene ekyaka kisinga obunene okufuga nge misana n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga nge kiro
era kwetu tamulira tutyo
and we move in the night
misana.
It is still there
ngatu etubera wo
and we are there
ngabuchali misana
and it is there.
When
we see the sun is rotating, moving away, it's become to get night. Let's do our works, finish them quick.
Yet
the one commanding us behind, we don't know him. You finish your works well, finish quick, it's getting night. If you don't even have any word in your mouth, even what you speak is the one who gave them to you. What is the word? I would have gone and spoken of it. The word. Who is the word? If you speak in the world, what do you use? You are not going to escape him. Even what you speak him. You speak the word Jesus. Join up and twist many others. But can you run from the kingdom now? Refuse to speak a word and see whether they will understand you. When you speak, we say, yes, this is what? The word and is joined on to become words. You can't avoid him, for he's in your mouth. And the words he tells us, their spirit. That's why he speaks Roman. The word is in your mouth. It's in your mouth. And he says, what is this saying? That you speak. We thought, what was he speaking? Romans 10 from verse 9. That the word is not far from you, it's in your mouth. All along you spoke who? Though you refused to believe him, he's already in your mouth. And you have to believe his Lord. Most, I don't know how they have been understanding that. Realize you can't run, the kingdom is everywhere. Father, you're worthy, you have to worship and praise you. You've taken all the big headedness from me. You will humble no matter when. You big headed within the world. If you realize that everywhere he's there, he reigns over the world. The words he tells us, their spirit. Even if you speak, even if you join, is the word.
Even
no matter what you do. You mean you can escape him? He is in the mouth of people. He is the Holy Spirit himself. John 6:63. The words I say, their spirit and life. And he measures them. You have to join them. Spirit of understanding is involved. The one of counsel is involved. For you not get a statement.
Need
4 words and you make them 7. There it's become another word. Say, bring me a cup. And if you add on
kaka,
where words end to bring their meaning is where you have to end. When you join others not meant to go on the sentence, you lose the meaning of that sentence. Say, bring me that cup.
No,
and you want to go beyond that. You want the meaning to be what then? Now you go beyond, bring me that cup. And you don't put a full stop on that sentence. And you say, now bring it back. All the commas you put in your sentences,
question
is
mark,
in church. The question marks,
question tag,
the question tags,
full stop,
the full stops, the
script.
If you refuse to put them in the sentence, it doesn't make its meaning out. God refused to put them in your sentences. See, begin to speak when there are no commas in your sentence.
You
end up in tongues, not there, no meaning. He reigns over the world and you get surprised. The kingdom of God in the midst of the world. Even in the heavens and the earth. In the Holy Spirit.
This
time we see the spirit of counsel the second time.
The gospel
of the kingdom of God. That's how it was to come from America. If the world would have been humbled by now, they would have ceased to be mad. And they all worship God. And others believe that he's there, but
they
commit sins to destroy them. Yet they know he is there. And he reigns. You write your words without commas and full stops.
Even
a
Lugwara,
he has to put a full stop in the random flow.
Come off.
Praise the Lord Jesus. My question is in Genesis chapter 2.
Adam naming
different things. These names, were they there?
Manya.
That is the what?
John
1:16, from his fullness we are all given.
All
things derive the name from there.
Family
of heaven and earth gets from him the name. Let's leave that.
Well,
we may go so much into the kingdom. Even John the Nidus, I know they got the name from God. Even the other sorcerer of the village. You know the word Nidasing? It's the word twisted. All words speaking vulgar, they have been twisted.
The
foolish words of they are the words twisted. All they subtract and add in them.
The
word of God, and they have just twisted them. I don't want to go deep in that word. You may
see
the
kingdom.
And you refuse to step
in.
Even the ground, you're stepping on the kingdom.
Yes, we was.
Praise Jesus. Isaiah 40. Verse 12. Moves on show spirit of counsel and his works. And if you seek the kingdom of God, as
you
say Matthew 12:28, that if you cast demons by the spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for us. From fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God,
we
look to the spirit of counsel of God, and we manifest the kingdom of God, and the way we can see for him.
Isaiah Esuleyana onyirwa
12. Isaiah 40 verse 12.
Ani eyaliageza amazi mukibatu. Ani yaliageza amazi mukibatu che.
Ani yali kati amazi agotogala mukiyanja.
Don't you see the water in the sea?
Yasoka yena agapima.
He first measured it in his palm.
Yanogaja mu Atlantic Ocean.
This will fit in Atlantic Ocean.
Pua.
Be there. That is
cancelled.
If you go on a river, lake, sea, and you look, don't you see what is much?
He
measured it, he knows its weight. You two scientists who are wisekers, get gadgets which measure the weight of the sea. Instead of coming back to God, as
we
research, you would have moved on, proved the kingdom of God in the spirit of counsel. Isaiah 40 verse 12.
Ani aliageza amazi mu kibatu kye napime eggulu n'oluta.
Don't you see the heavens? The whites got their gadgets and their rockets to go look for heaven, its breadth and where it ends. They fail to look at it,
it is a universe.
And they said, I called it the universe,
a
chitakoma.
But
it measured it through the spirit of counsel. It measured. Now it rains over them no matter what you do. We enjoy to be the children of the kingdom of God. For it's us who own. And we saw the kingdom, we entered in it, we are inside it. We know those are ours. Let's inflict
harm to
that. He too will be surprised. You've
seen.
Spirit of cancer measure to heavens.
You got a
rocket to run kilometers. You fail to reach where heaven is. Then you understand how he has the spirit of cancer. The spirit of scales. Measurements.
Isaiah esulayana.
Isaiah 40 verse 12.
Ani aliageza amazzi mu kibatu kye napima eggulu n'oluta n'agatta enfuufu ey'okunsi mu kigera.
Ani aliageza
whoever tried to measure this world, the dust of it.
Yabipima ye.
He measured them.
Era mu ngeri esula y'omunaana agamba.
Even Proverbs 8 said.
Tena enfuufu ey'ensi yasooka nga tennabaawo.
First dust of the world before it was, he was there.
Ne yasooka manyi ne weeridi eno enfuufu nnamba emu.
First one, he knows the first dust where it is.
Ate yagipima enfuufu eri ku nsi kuno amanyi kilogramu zizeerina.
Measured the dust on this world, he knows the kilograms it weighs.
Bakutike y'ensawo y'enfuufu.
Let them carry you a bag of dust. Now that is the spirit of counsel.
He measures
the
seas,
mountains and the dry lands.
All
the elevated things which are heavy. Spirit of counsel of God.
Measure
them, put the planet Earth in the space rotating. And say, be there. Don't you see it here? Inside it, there are things heavy, just as you think. But the spirit of counsel
measured
and knew that they would be in the space there. They will not fall.
Isaiah 40,
verse
13.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. We see the spirit of counsel of God.
And
how we manifest the kingdom of God. Mountains, they put them on the scales.
We go to China,
the mountains there. And they are very tall. But you first on the scales. If you look for the kingdom, you reach the mountain. And you said, God, I see you. Even that you weighed it. You know, you praise these Renzori mountains. And you say, so big. The other you can't climb it. The mountains in China, the tallest mountain in the world. That we put it on the scale. These scales we make on the world.
Can
you put a mountain on it to be weighed? That's what we call the spirit of counsel of God. The spirit of the scales. And the way he manifests the kingdom of God. All those he measured them. Yet what surprises, the earth is rotating in the sky. Yet that mountain is never shifted.
In
the times he samples us as we trouble him. And the mountains begin to pour down in the east of Mbale. Others it throws fire and fire comes from in within the mountain. And those of geography, they call it magma, those terms and they begin to give them names. But they don't know what it is. It comes from under the mountain. The mountain reaches the time
and
it blows fire. Fire. Who measures the way it blows its fire? Let me tell you, see, the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, is in our midst.
Yet,
it's not easy to know him if you don't know. That's why
I said
John 14, 15 and 18, that you see him because you know him. After you understood him, you can see him.
Yateke nsozi kuminzani.
You put mountains on the scales.
Wama tudiremoko.
Let's repeat.
Isaya esula ya makumi ana olinyole kuminebili.
Isaiah 40 verses 12.
Na apime nsozi muminzani. Nobu sozi mchipima.
Kakati apia ura. Yumanyi nsozi sisi towa.
You know, mountains are heavy.
Kakati kuno kumisinze manyite kuliko minzani.
On this world I know there is no scale.
Wakili kuliko epipima. Na hii minzani. Chibaita minzani ya mamu yuwa kutesha
kinyini. But the scale is the spirit of counsel himself.
He
alone can measure those things. Here you have small weighing scales. They call it the weighing scales. That's what measure the mountains with. That your small hills in your home. mountains, put them on the scales.
And
it tells you in verse 13.
Isaiah
40 verse 13.
Ani eyali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama.
Kakati mwoyo wa Katonda bulijjo yakolera.
Now the Spirit of the Lord
alongs.
And he moves on to do that.
Era kakati mukanyomereko omwoyo okuteesa kwa Katonda.
Even now in the aspect of the spirit of counsel of God.
Apima buli kintu.
He measures everything.
Obuzito bwacho.
Its weight.
Esena asobola okubeerawo.
Will the earth be able to stand?
Omukka bwekuti nga gugugenda.
Just like this is what enters in it. If it's
beyond,
people may they survive or not. And he tries to see. And he gets all the fumes from the companies. He takes them from the sky and makes rain for them. Leaves them to mix on the earth.
You
would have already fallen and fainted.
But it
picks out the fumes
and
you are cooking things. Machines are all fuming in the city. Now with nations like America, England, China,
companies milk up
plenty, companies fumes plenty. But he gathers the fumes, takes it in the sky,
he makes
out rainfall. If he doesn't do that, you wouldn't have breath anymore. If little breath fumes he leaves, they cause cancer. He leaves it for us sometimes. No one sees the kingdom of God doing all this.
Wake up, I'm
going to boil. All day, the fumes are moving up as long as they move up. Why does it go under? Have you ever seen fumes
going
down? Who commands this to move up?
Wanji?
Even if it's smoke cigarette, have you seen smoke go down and it goes down and it never lifts it up? You will see the kingdom of God and we have to enter it and we have to serve it. Isaiah 40 verse 13.
Ani eyali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama oba eyamuwerera ebigambo n'amuyigiriza.
Kakati gwe wemwe panka panka.
Now you are here praising yourself.
Buno simanyi kakati tukoze ebyuma.
That we've made machines.
Ayale ebyuma bino bisobola okuba omukka.
These gadgets can make oxygen.
N'ekyuma kyokka wakijewa.
Even the machine you've made, you've got it from where?
You
say you've manufactured a computer. What you used to manufacture, you got them where? Did you get any other resources from this
time?
And you created them yourself. You've gone out, pick out from the things of God. You are not wise to direct the Spirit of God.
They
don't instruct him, you cannot, no matter how. That's why, though you change his rivers and you cross them, that reach many things for it reaches the time and the water breaks through. You know, they divert water to pass elsewhere. It becomes a problem to them most times.
Isaiah 40 verse 14.
Who does the Lord reason with? Now plants grow in their seasons, like we saw the other time. He reasons with you for that. Now you've gone on the mangle. Put there 30,000 mangles. Did you reason with him the mangles to be 30,000? Surprising church. We church calls us. Isaiah 1:18. Come, we reason together. Don't just reason with the world. Kingdom does things without reasoning with anyone.
Except
those who've gotten of that spirit, calls you come reason together. Those led by the Spirit of God.
But doesn't
reason with people, he does these things violent. If you want to know or you don't want, he's still working.
Well,
if you reasoned with people, he would have beat us.
For
we argue with our Creator still.
He
tells us in Isaiah
9:15-16,
you argue with your Creator and you turn things upside down. Will they mix the clay with the potter? Something created and it even speaks that it didn't create me. If he reasoned with us, I don't know whether those with money would have gone there.
And he reasoned
on our behalf that the potatoes of this one, let every heap hold 4 potatoes. He doesn't want to reason with you. Let there be 4, 5, 6. It's my wish. Let there be 1 potato. Reason with him, ask him why he didn't put things.
Have
you ever reason with him?
He still asked,
we as church after turning to him. Come, we reason together. You want what child? That a boy gets.
With
the boy you take, you
reason what
you give birth. The spirit of
counsel.
If you reason with us,
we
would have argued with him. We did it to him in Genesis 6. It caused destruction of those ages. Struck them with floods the entire to argue and contend with the Spirit of God. But they contended with him, yet sometimes they didn't even
know.
Just as now people contend with the Holy Spirit now. Even as works you hear us speak of them, yet you wake up contend against them.
And you complain,
there are nothing like any. How many fruits do you hold on yourself? You have to
you
potatoes did grow in your garden. I made you upright. Invent things troubling you. That's why the kingdom of God and spirit of God. Many things.
Ecclesiastes 8
speaks of that it does under the sun, yet it doesn't tell the people. Though they seek for them, they never see them.
That is,
it doesn't reason with them. Me, I knew one thing. When he calls you to come reason together, you have to be led by his spirit.
And
say we can pass one spirit to reach the Father.
It
calls you to reason with him, you're still to be led by the Spirit.
It
doesn't just reason with people. Because people, what they need sometimes they don't know it. Even what you ask sometimes, they're not what you're meant to ask. That's why I say you ask wrongly, no given.
Say,
I know what you need before you ask them. Paul, let me give you. Maybe I give them just.
I
already purpose what they have to move on. I freely give them, they spoil them. Ask them.
Till
you breathe within my castle. Are you reasoning then?
What is it that? What is your motoka yangi? What is your nyumba yangi?
Is there my house? Oh God.
Okay. Let your will be done.
You give me
your
house. You front for me. And it's mine.
We are so kutesa. Totesa na
you. You call to reason with him. You don't reason with him. You mess him up.
You
go on the table. This day. I don't live here.
Nanga kati. Oja kuva ku meza yange nga kubi
omugere. You live by table.
Omanyo gena ku meza ya president.
You're not going on the table of
Nunda
the president.
Oja kore ngudo
lwa lero. Make the roads.
Oja zikora ku.
Do the roads. Come and do them.
Because
the escorts have come for you already. And they take you all away. Things you speak and don't understand them yourself. That's why he decided to freely give us some things.
That's why he said,
First Corinthians chapter
2. After we
understand your things, what he freely give us, he decided to give us for we can reason with him.
Isaya esura ya makumi ana
onyule kuminenya
Isaya esura ya makumi ana olunyirwa kuminanya
Isaiah 40 verses 14
ani gwe yali ateseza na yebigambo era ani yali amuyigiriza namutegeeza mukube lyo musango namunyonyolo okumanya namulage kube lyo kutegeera olwe 15 laba mawanga galinge tondo eliri munsuwa
kakati
now
temwera banga muri banje
don't you see yourself your many
okusinda kumoyo okutesa bwapima apima
spirit of cancer when he measures
ara biradara ebanno buno
you looks at
enensi enyini ajira banga nsuwa
this earth he sees it as a port
namwenga abantu mwena
all people
in it you are
like a drop of water in the bucket
kandi mwena mukoro gubina tulumba mukama
tulumba rwalero Lord we attack you
kumbe katondo kamazi kali munsi
a drop of water is playing in the bucket
nokamira ne kamara okubanga ensuwe sobola kube nyonta
swallow it for the port may be thirsty.
Pour
a little water in the port, you will not find it.
Measures
the speed of
Kazan.
Look at Obama.
Look at Trump.
Even a drop.
Like
we are in there. We make weapons.
Missiles.
So look at an ant holding a missile. And the ant holds a missile for you. You just step on it like that.
You come out. Enseno kale katumaliyo
Isaya sura ya 40:15
Isaiah 40 verse 15
laba amawanga galinge tonde liri munsuwa era babalibu wange fufuge eliri muminzani laba situla ebizinga ngechintu ekitone nnyo
kakati obizinga tochanga chiringe chinene
islands don't you see this thing a big
pesa ya bipi mapi merabi situla
spirit of castle immeasurable and scarlet there
nabi werezo moyo wa manyi nagambe byoja bisobola
spirit of power tells them you'll handle them
atunulire nsi nalaba ekireri ya
machetolola and see something which is weightless rotating.
Isaiah 40 verse 16. Ani gwe muri fana nyakatonda oba kifananyi ki kye muri mugererako
kakati bwakabaka bwakatonda
now the kingdom of our God
yebudi wakole emirimu ji
in the time it does abaye
agala tulagani gwe muri mwenkanya
want to prove whom shall we compare him with
ani gwe muri enkanya ne Yesu
whom shall we compare with Jesus
ani gwe muri enkanya ne kitafu
whom will you compare with the Father
yeah akole emirimu nawe sa kitafu kitiwa
works and brings honor to the Father
no mwana
and the Son
iracha vayogera ndi omwe mtu kubwalija
that's why I speak the spirit of
God
get from mine and give
you
for what mine is of the Father and
it
will glorify me.
Isaiah 40 verse 18. Ainze obwavu nokuyinza nata inza kirabo ekyenkanawo yeroboza omuti ogutalivunda
katubuke mutusome olwabiri mubiri nabiri musatu
Isaiah sura ya makumi anonyo olwabiri mubiri
Isaiah 40 verse 22
yewuyo atula kunsene kulungirivu nabajitulamu balinga amayanzi
kakati labako
now look at this
tewaita munene nnyo
don't you call yourself fat and big
according
to the spirit of counsel, it sees you are a grasshopper. Grasshoppers, they preach to us, they say, you don't know that God sees you like us.
Well,
that's the gospel of creation. He sees a grasshopper.
Trump.
He says, grasshopper moving on the earth.
I'm going to beat
with a God.
Uganda.
I have to beat Uganda.
Kayanzi.
A grasshopper.
Kakati. Ayinza nokafunyiza
omusa. Can even squeeze it instant.
Ne mutakalaba wonga akabuzijawo.
Never see it and is taken it away.
Kwanga wali wonawe kayimiride.
For he is everywhere where it stands.
Asubiru mubuza wawo ne munonyawo nga tumulaba.
Take him away, you look for him, you never see him.
Alina azotas,
yezibuzawo. Azotas, the wild ones which can take them away. That's why I don't fear. You speak truth. For I know it. We walk with the kingdom.
Amen.
You may be coming with weapons and the armies.
And we say,
God take them through Azotus to disappear in 7 days. And they will be in the sky not knowing where they are. And Azotus has swallowed them up.
It
can take them in the middle of Sahara desert.
We are
going to Uganda. Who brought us Sahara?
If
church we first understood,
we
see the kingdom of God and we saw it and we entered, worked with it.
This time,
they are going to see him.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. He can make you disappear on the way coming.
And they look,
your armies, they don't locate them on the map of the world. Wraps you
and
you appear like grasshoppers. You know exceeding power. He can squeeze you and you become small ants on the ground. Or you
have
become insects.
Hey. They look for you.
They don't see you. And these are ants.
People
have not realized who God is.
Come kingdom
and the authority he holds in
the midst.
You can make you grasshoppers and be human beings.
Goats
there and there have been armies before. You ask it, King Nebuchadnezzar. He was a human being, ended up in the bush, an animal. Lion, which is unusual. That's why
the
Bible says the authority of the kingdom of God, or the divine power of God,
gave us all we need.
Yet we don't know how it is.
All.
Whether grass, fruits,
that
forward which gave us all we need in this life and in serving God,
let's
see what we've done. Isaiah 40:22. Don't you see the tents? Those curtains you put in your houses? Those are God's curtains. That is one room, the fourth heaven. There are things in it.
He
separates the next room.
He
uses the heaven to demarcate his rooms.
Amen.
That is his house.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is called authority of the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God. And it is working everywhere. Let's briefly get back. Ecclesiastes 3 as we wind up. Verses 1. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1. This we saw last time, it measures them. Born spirit of cancer is involved in it.
And
if you check out of the world, it is involved in it. Ecclesiastes 3, verses 2.
Ekiseera eky'okusimbiramu n'ekiseera eky'okusimbuliramu ekyo ekyasimbibwa. Olunyolokusatu. Ekiseera eky'okuttiramu n'ekiseera eky'okuwonyezaamu.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ebiseera byonna twabiraba ebyokusigiramu.
We saw those of sowing. Even going to harvest. Yet you're going to get out what you didn't put there. When you put there a banana leaf, a potato leaf, you want their potatoes. In all times of plants, the ones measured in this month you'll find there, which those are due. No one thinks of that.
Smart,
we shall be getting food from the ground. Did you put it there? Ecclesiastes 3, verse
3.
You build and you break. Those who build and those breaking, they break. And the one controlling them is spirit of counsel. Ecclesiastes 3:4. Sometimes they have to cry. Those who cry, those rejoicing, they rejoice. Everywhere there is a crying or laughter, he's right there.
Yeah,
he measures the
time.
You can cry and it will finish all. That's why it never stop crying.
If you want
cry, go cry and finish.
Amen.
If you don't cry, the Spirit will electrify you more. And you get pains in the head. Don't stop your crying if you feel you want to cry. If you don't wail for the village, you keep peace with all people. If you feel you want to cry, go aside, cry. You cry. You still stop it no matter how long. You crying for the dead, you to pray. You will stop.
The
spirit of cancel, it will happen. And something next will come on. You pray that they have stricken you, it will finish.
You will finish,
you go eat your food and you are happy.
You will laugh.
No matter a month, it will finish. You stop and cry.
Even
if a year you decide to cry, a year, it will finish. After you will eat, rejoice as if you never lost.
That will be
crying for those seasons. You've left the world.
I don't know where you've gone.
God have mercy, we remained in which home. You've gone, uncle, not well.
In
your head you say you finish to cry. Ecclesiastes 3 verse
4.
You will mourn, don't worry. If it's your morning, yeah, we speak of those who are married. Those not married.
Are you
boring yourself that season?
Thank
you for giving a husband.
Even
though your pockets, they are now bored, they will get money. You
request
them where it came from, Lord. You can't say we eat what? This is pork. Chicken.
Singa
spirit of cast, what you are in will finish.
He
passes you through and it finishes. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 5.
Ekiseera eky'okusuuliramu amayinja n'ekiseera eky'okukuŋŋaanyizaamu amayinja.
Bonna oba otegana
okukuŋŋaanya
amayinja
ago
era bajja gatika ku mmotoka ate era bagatikako era bajja
gajjako
y'abafuga bonna abo n'alaba engeri gye mutegana mpaka lwe munakkiriza ebiro by'okuwummula. When you
are not resting always in hell and the lake of fire,
if you refuse,
if you refuse, and you end up seasons of suffering forever, hell and a lake of fire. If you humble,
seasons end
when you internal life and joy in the city of God and the garden of God in heaven.
Seasons of peace,
they end like that. That's why those to be the lake of fire, they'll be there forever.
Everlasting death.
You are in it forever.
In life,
it's forever. You be careful of that. After you reveal the Spirit of God and His works, as you hear today.
Mm-hmm. Mubulizi esula ya kusatu olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 5.
Ekiseera eky'okugwiramu mu kifuba n'ekiseera eky'obutagwiramu mu kifuba.
Kakati era nibunagamba akafuba k'omuntu okagwemu.
Say that you hug someone.
Abamunoonyiga tebampadde naku aga.
Some of you who get
era nibunagigwamu ojja
givamu. Though you'll fall a little, you'll get out of it.
Ojibuzanga musomesa Ivan.
Ask it, teacher Ivan.
Era kati yagivuddemu ali awo.
Till he got out, he's seated there.
Oh,
teacher Harriet.
She
got out, she's studying now.
Don't
argue with peace, accept counsel of the Holy Spirit. Move in the kingdom of God. Do what you do to bear your weakness. Do it in righteousness.
Ecclesiastes
3
verse
6.
Who is seeking?
Kiseera kya kunoonyeza munoonya naye nga bw'ogamba Mukama n'ebiro ebyokulabiramu bituufu.
Seasons of seeing, let them reach.
Waliwo anoonya emirimu.
Some are sick for jobs.
Kakati waliwo yaggwamu amanyi nga simanyi oba n'ebiro biri bitya.
Someone wonders, I don't know.
Oyo n'okunoonya.
Tired of seeking.
Kanze nkaddiire wano.
Let me get old here. Others name themselves names I'm old.
Era bwetuba tumane mama oli muvubuka tugenda kwogenda funa omuntu.
You're going to get someone. Leave me alone, I'm old.
Wafuna mu envi satu.
When they get 3 slaps.
Nanga oraba nemvi oraba.
You see gray hair?
Waliwo abazalibwa nazo bebiro bya bibiri bitya.
With gray hair.
I'm old. My
seasons passed, and I would have wanted a child.
Claims
have no strength, but it sits there. Yet we have youth, they got them out.
Let's
leave that there also. Maybe seasons of revising it. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 6.
Ekiseera eky'okukuumiramu n'ekiseera eky'okusuuliramu.
Era ojja ssuulayo ku ssente ne bw'ona zikuuma
otya.
Ate bwe zigwanga tovumanga Katonda. Katonda toliyo n'otakuuma ssente
zange.
N'otuula ne mukubo n'osiita
obugere. And you are crying of your money which has fallen.
Wakiri ebire byokukunyaga oga Mukama bambi balemo okunziba.
Seasons of robbing you, you say God,
ebire byo ebiri mu nsi muno naye tebanziba.
Seasons are in the world, but you say at least they don't steal from
me. Ebire byokusuulira mbibamu.
Seasons of robbing.
Wanti manyo moyo w'omutukuvu mu ebiri.
The Holy Spirit knows they are involved.
Simanyi na kitubaako mu kaseera k'okusuulira.
Don't know what happens in us in time of throwing.
Kubanga obeera oli careful. Jona yesi manyi kibaawo.
But I wonder what happened.
Okitegedde ekibaawo.
Understood what happens.
Moyo w'okuteesa.
The Spirit of counsel.
Aga kankukakasa nti osobola obisuula nga totegedde.
Prove you can throw
without realizing. Obanga talina na memory mu kaseera.
As if you have no memory at that time.
Era babera bakufera.
And if they are calling you.
Obanga atategeera.
As if you don't understand.
Ari bebiro bisabanga noga mukama ntasa. Ebiro byokuferwa mu ebiri munsi na yesa asaba lime kumfera.
Of being conned in the world but
manyi burungi nyonto osobola okundaga nti sitegeera.
I know well you can show me, I don't understand.
Ninka kasanga situgira nyagala kuba mugezi.
Prove I don't understand. I want to be wise.
Mange biro manyi wabiteka otu yigenga.
I know you put seasons as we learn.
tusabenga n'obukuumi bwo.
We ask even your protection.
Kubanga bwe batukuumya tukuumira bwe.
If you don't protect, we watch over in vain.
Omubulize sura ya kusatu linyolo musanvu.
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 7.
Ekiseera eky'okuyulizaamu n'ekiseera eky'okutungiramu.
Era ojja kuyuza engoye ozitunge.
Still you tear clothing to mend them.
Naye ani ayagala okuyuza engoye?
Who wants to tear clothing?
Naye ani ateekawo ebirebyo?
Who puts those seasons there?
Kale tubeera mukoza nga bwe twanika.
Now we are washing and putting it in the sun.
Ne tujje ne twamba ne tuddugazira ne tuwoza.
We close them, then we wash again.
See your neighbor
the entire world is like that. But in the kingdom of heaven, seasons of washing, they are not there. Even of putting in the sun, seasons of clothing are the ones which are there. For clothing are within you, just change them.
The
kingdom can put constant seasons and they move like that when he passes the spirit of counsel.
Mubulize sura ya kusatu olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 7.
Ekiseera eky'okusirikiramu n'ekiseera eky'okwogereramu.
Wakati bw'ofuna ng'akaseera akoogera.
When you get time of speaking,
yogere ebigambo bya Katonda.
Speak the words of God.
Kubeera ojja sirika.
After you get silent.
Wakati bw'owuliranga ebigambo bikusiseeko.
If you feel words of beyond.
Ne bw'ona ayagala okwogera obutikire banno. Ojja sirika.
Speak and engulf others, you'll be silent.
Kubanga yomu yokutesa afuge nseno.
The spirit of castle governs this world.
Ne bw'ona aleka no ojja sirika.
Though you will shout, you'll get silent after.
Era bw'oyogera ng'obala ebigambo by'omu mutukuvu.
As you speak, count your words when they're holy.
Olimo kuruza nti obulwaliro bwe nayogera nenda kuogera
speak
uri ukugaba uri msiru rubabu
babala begin to speak random
kulinga atalikira oja kulekera
stop, you will stop
akati kangu yo laba omuta kutawanya
someone should trouble you
bwatano lokogera ngata yagalo yogere sirika yogere ajalekera
keep silent, they will get tired and keep quiet
tumukaya mbulekera onawe sirika njogere munange.
Leave them to speak, they will be silent after. And if you get so silent, they get angered. Look at them, they are quiet. I speak, they don't answer me.
They
say they are still so being silent.
Don't be silent.
People have the way they twist things.
You got
things and you're silent. And the seals of slapping, they will come in.
And
if you claim the source of being silent, if you
are
silent and the source of being speaking, then you do you different.
Mubulize sura ya kusatu onyolo munana.
Ecclesiastes 3:8.
Ekiseera eky'okwagaliramu n'ekiseera eky'okukyayiramu.
Kakati kankubuulire kino. Mu bulamu bwo wadde wafunye Harriet wafunye Julius.
Harriet wafunye Julius.
Webana, beera n'ebiro ebyo.
Be with that season.
Julius bwatuka nakukyawa desike tusuubira.
Bridges to hate you.
Kite. Towatewewa butwa.
Don't poison yourself.
Ivan,
teacher Ivan, how do you see that? They have
obvious.
If the others don't come, and they hit you,
you
don't go hunt yourself. You break the command, don't smart, steal, kill. And you get off a case of murdering and killing. Praise Jesus. Nothing is there.
He hated,
he hates you for that. Season 2 is there. Now be with that.
Don't
be there that they would never. If they hate you, you'll get sick over nothing. If you used to come back at 8, if you used to come out at 2, You know, seasons are there. But know what to do for the season. Holy Spirit, the seasons of joy. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 8. Fighting, the spirit of
God
will fight for 6 months, you'll stop.
South Sudan,
they are fighting.
No,
you take 1 year, you will stop the fight. Stop fighting. You will stop. Ecclesiastes 3:9. Now you will toil.
But
after you humble the spirit of counsel of God, you will see the goods of God.
Ecclesiastes 3:10. Onyole kumi ne rumo. Yafula buli kintu okuba ekirungi mu kiseera kyakyo. Era yateeka ensi mitima gyabwe. Naye agiteeka mu bwatyo. Omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kebera mulimu Katonda gwe yakola okuva ku lubereberye okutuuka ku nkomerero.
Kakati ensi eri mu bantu.
Now the world is in the people.
Bantu byalaba byagenda nabyo.
Things they see they go with.
Era buli ekijjawo ku mutindo kyabasinga kyebagoberera.
Whatever comes on for many people follow it.
Naye waliwo omwoyo w'okuteesa.
But the spirit of counsel.
Akola emirimu mingi abantu batayinza nagikebera okuva gye gyavudde.
There's many works people never can check from the beginning, even where they are going.
Okuva ku ntandikwa.
From the beginning.
Mulya ebibala nebiteekako mukaaga musanvu.
Bear fruits.
Nebimibwa obuwanvu na buli kimu.
It may have the tallness.
Naye ng'omutalowooza.
Yet man never.
Wabula nga tukomekereza omwoyo w'okuteesa.
As we wind up spirit of counsel.
Agamba muri nyoro 14.
It says in the verse 14.
Mubulize sura ya 3:14.
Ecclesiastes 3:14.
Manyinga buli Katonda kyakola kinabanga kyaluberera. Tewali kintu ekiyinzika okuchongerwako. Ne wankubadde okukisalibwako.
Wadde bafuba okuteesa okusala ebiro n'ebiseera.
All the try cards is done at times.
Bafuba okyankana n'ebipimo by'ebintu.
Try mesh up measurements of things.
Tewali kye bagenda kwongera ku bintu byakubeera bwe bityo.
No, things will be like that.
Wange ebiro yamanyi gye bisemba.
But the seasons knows where they end up.
Bisembayo ne geyena ne nyanja y'omuliro.
With hell and lake of fire.
Ne bisembayo ne obulamu obutagwawo.
And they end with eternal life.
Muguru.
In heaven.
Ebiro bisembayo naye.
Seasons end with him.
Olunyiro 15.
Mubulize sura ya 3:15.
Ecclesiastes 3:15.
Ekiriwo kyamala dde okubaawo. Nekyo ekigenda okubaawo kyabaawo dda. Era Katonda anoonya nate kye kyayitawo.
Kakati ebisinga byonna byali bibaddewo.
Most have ever happened.
Now it's fun and chori mchari chibadeo.
Due to the image you're in, it's ever been.
Mwe wakutesa dayo buzinara mbiya itana.
Spirit of God just goes back to see in the past.
Naze vieda.
And restores of old.
Ebifana nyibieda, ebipimwe vieda.
The image and the scales of the old.
Soti waliche mugenda kuchusa.
There's nothing you're going to change.
Kubwa kabaka buwa katonda.
In the kingdom of God.
Mwe wakutesa kwa katonda.
Spirit of counsel of God.
Kugena maso no pime ebi ntubi yona.
Move on, measure all things.
Mwakama akompero mkisa.
May God bless you.
Tujia kudo kuraba ate omoyo wa amanyi.
We shall come back to see the spirit of power.
Nengeri jarabisa mubwa kabaka buwa katonda.
And how we manifest the kingdom of God.
When
we see the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as God had renewed it from America,
starting from 1700 and 1800,
and it began to be changed in the 1906.
Restored
to gospel of eatings and drinks. God blessed us as the nation Uganda to lead all love and God in the entire world to renew the gospel of the kingdom of God
no,
in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. Thank you for coming.